Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you may be. This is Kim Mazzell, First Lady of House Music, and you're listening to my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. So how are you guys doing today? Just want to give you a big shout out. Hope you're enjoying your weekend, your Saturday, your Monday, your Tuesday, whatever day you pick up this episode and wherever you are. We're talking about changes, and we've had so many changes in 2020. Dealing with the lockdowns and quarantine and COVID, and now, you know, they're trying to come up with a second wave just so they can throw us back in the house and fiddle around with more things to make us walk straight in a line. However, darling, I just want to say I'm happy, and the little busy bees, whatever they're doing, they can be busy doing it. I don't give a good to hoot. No. Ooh. Yeah, a little shout to Mavis Staples and the Staples Singers, respect yourself. So yeah, I am finally home. I finally was able to get across the pond. I was in England, and my mom just really, really was feeling like she really needed to see me. The Zoom calls or whatever, telephone calls and all of that really wasn't settling her spirit. It's been 7 months, and I had three flights canceled, I think it was. So, you know, it was building up a bit of anxiety on both sides because I was really quite worried about my mom, and, you know, I just wanted to be around in case she needed something or anything like that. So that was really good, and it's really good to be home. And yes, baby. So yes. Hometown, I'm telling you, I drove up in the neighborhood. I could hear the bass pumping in the cars going down the street, you know. Sometimes the bass is just boom, 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 boom. Them kind of vibes, and the bass is so deep that the cars that are parked, the alarms of the cars go off. I was like, wow, you know, you home. Just a vibe, just a different vibe. The sun was shining, and people were just, you know, happy, just, you know, entertaining themselves with some music in the cars, because, you know, American culture, we drive in our cars, we listen to music in our neighborhoods, we love to go for a drive on the motorway, or, you know, take a drive to the beach, or just a drive to the store, turn your music up and do all of that. So I experienced that, and I was like, yeah, that's nice. Just went to the neighborhood store and picked up some vibe there, you know. I must say people are wearing their mask and social distancing. The different thing about my neighborhood across the pond is that there is someone wiping down the trolleys every second, you know, one come in and somebody wipe the other ones. Here they have like a dispenser. You get your wipe yourself and you wipe it down, which was fine with me. I have no problem. And I'm still wearing my gloves. I'm doing gloves and I'm doing my mask. So that's how I do my thing. So that was all good. And me and my mommy went for a little drive. Yes, I still go for a ride in the car with my mom. So that was really cool. And of course, my mom cooked her signature okra gumbo. So we got a background of Creole history out of Louisiana, out the South. New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Le Beau, all of those kind of places. So we're a mixture of that, which is a French Creole. Ponce de Leon was the explorer that went down there, and he was exploring everything he could, I guess. So hence the French, you know, you got the French quarters and New Orleans and all of that, and then a bit of American Indian mixed in there. So, you know, Kemosabe, jump on it. He was jumping on it, okay? So, you know, I'm in the mix like that. So mama cooked some gumbo, okra gumbo, as I was saying. It's different types of gumbo that you can do. You can do seafood gumbo and different ones. But we had the okra gumbo yesterday, all fresh. Very, very good. So I'm going to really have to watch my weight while I'm home to make sure that the pounds don't pack on me, baby. And we got to do that, too. We got to keep up with our health. We're at the 6 month of this lockdown. So, you know, we got to be really, really persistent. I've noticed that I put on at least 7 pounds. I'm about to drop that. I'm not playing, really not playing at all. So I want to keep you encouraged. And we're just talking now about various things and being back home. Tune in for part 2. This is... Hi, this is Kim Mazzell. Welcome back to my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. This is series two. We're listening to episode four, part two, and we're just talking about changes and so many changes going on. But I'm back home and I've come back to see my mom after being in quarantine, locked down across the pond for 6 months, basically, and three canceled flights. So it's good to finally get back and touch the soil and see mom. I had planned on being here in June, but you know, that didn't happen, just to come and visit and then go back out on tours. And as you know, the music industry tours have all kind of basically stopped until possibly 2021. We don't know what's happening with live audiences, you know. As I always say, they will never let a good crisis go to waste. So they fiddling with everything to try to put us in confinement and on lockdown or whatever in order, and, you know, just put in all this artificial intelligence, AI everywhere, track and trace everywhere, all this. Ooh, child. I'm like, really? Get out my... you know what word I'm looking for. So I ain't even looking for it. I just didn't say it. So yeah, it's just good to be home. And like I said, I had a couple flights canceled, which was quite daunting, but I finally got here. So my mom is, you know, like cooking, cooking. So the thing is, I'm going to have to kind of stay focused and try to stay healthy and just kind of exercise and do various things just to keep myself from being a big old fat balloon, child. Because when we can go back and tour, I have to be cute. Yeah, I guess, you know, I've got this single out, A Place in My Heart. I gotta still keep talking about it because it's doing some things. It's been picked up by various radio stations across the world, which is great. And I'm very excited about that. Yeah, by the time this comes out, I think my TV little show appearances might be out, but don't want to give too many things away as I'm doing episodes, two or three all at the same time. But anyway, it's your girl, Kim Mazzell, baby. How y'all doing? So yes, baby. So it's sunny in the UK and Europe, and it's a little bit cloudy over here, Chicagoland area, Gary, Indiana, but I'm feeling really good. I had a healthy salad this morning, so I'm eating good. I'm about to clean up my juicer and do some nice juices. And then I'm thinking about doing some arts and crafts because I haven't been home in a while and I want to see my niece and spend some time with her. So I brought some things over to do a bit of arts and crafts while we kind of chilling on the weekend and stuff. She's a teenager, so she's about 16, 17 now. So, you know, everybody wearing these masks. So I brought some things and some blank masks so we could be creative and do a little bit of sparkle stuff or put some designs on it together. Just, it's a good time to just sit with your loved ones and just kind of regroup. When you haven't been around each other, you can kind of lose that familiarity or you know, different things happen, child. You know, sometimes a little something don't happen. You got to kind of snap back to getting close again or whatever the case may be. So yeah, little icebreakers, little cute things to do. So yeah, I'm just kind of talking because it's good to talk to you guys. We haven't spoken in a while. Might be giving you guys some ideas as well about various things. My other girlfriend Michelle, she was stuck in London for 7 months. She couldn't get back to Ghana, so she finally went back to. So a lot of us are beginning to travel again and just seeing that the airports aren't really that full yet. I think a lot of people have lost confidence, or they are so, the fear that they're putting in on all these radio stations and television shows. And if you're watching it 24/7, turn your television off, child, please. You know what I'm saying? Read the word of God and get some of that in you. And that'll help, you know, dispel a lot of the fear that these governments are putting in a lot of people. And get close to your family. And, you know, when your kids are on the computer and stuff, binge playing these games, play games together so you guys can, you know, get close again. So just trying to come up with a few solutions. Anyway, it's the First Lady of House Music, Miss Kim Mazzell, talking to you. You're listening to Young Hearts Run Free. Bye.